Something we all know about some other creatures that live in the rainforests of the world are those colourful chameleons, which are masters of disguise that can change the way they look to blend perfectly with their surroundings, to hide away from would-be predators that they're just too slow to be able to run away from. Now, we might expect that the need to camouflage themselves must have been the reason for chameleons to first evolve this ability to change colour. But now a new study from researchers Devi Stewart-Fox and Adnan Musali from Australia have come up with support for an alternative theory. Now, it could be that chameleons adopted their colourful lifestyles not to blend in, but instead to be as conspicuous as possible, so they could communicate with each other, in particular for males to display their dominance over other males while they're disputing over female mates.
Because for a long time people have thought it's just because they want to lurk in the background and not get seen.
That's absolutely right. Well, this other idea, you know, has now got a bit more support for it, because these guys went out to the African rainforests and conducted what I have to say are some rather bizarre experiments on African dwarf chameleons. Now, what they did is they set up a series of duels between competing males to see which chameleon became the most flamboyantly coloured during battles for supremacy. The winner generally displays his victory with a gaudy, bright, colourful suit, while the loser admits defeat and creeps away coloured nicely and dull and drab in contrast. So the researchers essentially placed two different males on the same branch and waited until a fight broke out. They then measured the colours of the winning and the losing males using a gadget that determines the wavelength of colour that's bounced off an object. Now, what they found, that they also used the same technique to measure the colour of the surrounding vegetation that each of these species of chameleon tends to be found in. What they found was that the chameleon species showing the most dramatic colour changes were also putting on the most eye-catching displays for other chameleons, making themselves really obvious against the surrounding vegetation that they're normally found in. And they also found that the chameleons that they studied that had the greatest colour change don't live in particularly variable habitats. They actually live in quite uniform backdrops. So it's not that they're actually changing colour to blend in, because their backgrounds are actually more boring than they are, really. So this really, I think, it's a rather neat little experiment providing some benefit to this other theory. And they think, the researchers think, it could be that originally colour change was for thermoregulation. It was actually to help them kind of keep their body temperatures high. But then maybe after that, chameleons just went crazy so they could communicate with each other.
I don't think they're boring at all. I think, in fact, the way in which they change colour is ingenious, because they have these specialised cells called chromatophores that are arranged in layers, and they're connected to the animal's nervous system. And inside these cells, they have these tiny vesicles, these pockets of pigment or colour. And when the nervous system signals that particular cell, it discharges the pigment and allows it to spread out throughout the cell, and that changes the colour of the cell. And in the same way as a television set puts lots of different coloured red, green and blue dots together to make different colours, chameleons do the same trick, and so they can produce almost any colour. I think it's absolutely ingenious. And the same sort of trick is used in things like cuttlefish.
Cuttlefish and frogs as well, toads and things like that can change colour as well. It's brilliant.